Hey, hey, hey. We're back after a long summer.
It's been a minute, yeah, for sure.
April.
April. Fireside Chats is one of our best talks, though, for sure. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed that one by far the most out of all of them.
Yeah. Really got inspired last night to start this with the gentleman chat.
Yeah, for sure. Long talks in there.
I mean, we could start on that.
Yeah, should we introduce yourself?
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Maybe let's be known, you know? It's been a while.
Yeah, shit, go ahead, bro. You
know? Go
for it. Oh, you know, they call me AKA Mikey.
Oh. Wait, you say AKA Mikey?
Mr.
Straight heat, bro. Straight heat.
You know,
Tyson. He's clearly passed his eye.
That's right.
My name's Tyson.
AKA
Button Knees.
Shout out to Shalissa for that one.
Shout out to Alyssa.
She inspired us too to bring this back.
Oh my god, dude. Tyler's so dumb.
Tyson, can you please introduce yourself?
I said Tyson.
Yeah, he did. It's
your turn.
It's your turn. Okay.
This is Colton. Don't really go by anything else. Oh, Shmoney.
Shmoney, yeah, for sure.
Got a talent? Like, tell a little more about yourself.
Damn, what do you want to know? What do you, just ask me a question.
How tall are you?
6 foot. Someone say otherwise.
Big cap.
I'm 6 foot. I've proven it multiple times.
You're not actually proven it.
Yeah. I'll take a picture in front of a ruler or whatever.
Accurate.
Yeah, okay.
I'm, as you know, Nick. Call me Nicky Six. They call me a lot of stuff, you know.
They call him Big O.
Yeah, they call me Big O. In my basketball days, they'd call me Big O after like Oscar Robertson or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And we have a guest tonight. If you'd like to introduce yourself,
CC. CC
Golden.
He's also Golden.
CC.
CC.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
No.
Botman as well.
Botman, yeah, for sure.
Biggest bot on the planet.
Bot.
Damn.
Oh.
Alright, well.
He's a good guy, for sure.
He's a good guy.
Alright. So, what's our first topic? I mean.
What were you going to talk about? What we were talking about in the voice chat?
Yeah.
It's more like politics.
We can start there with
social issues. 2020,
yeah. Crazy, like, yeah.
I guess you can lead it into that.
Yeah. So it's about, like, we got on the topic about, like, kind of Republicans and Democrats.
And how.
Just their beliefs.
I was actually surprised, though. I think every boy in the chat was Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, honestly.
No, like, I didn't think there was one, there's not one kid that was Democrat when we were talking.
Democrat?
Oh, no, there wasn't. And that doesn't surprise me.
Democrats, bro, are,
liberals, bro.
Would you like to explain?
Hey, go ahead, bro. Like,
do some research.
Do some research.
Okay,
let the people know your research, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, in an upcoming podcast, we have to get another, like, Democrat or liberal
to talk with us.
So, like, you kind of go back and forth.
Just say their names.
Yeah, for sure. They can always come on and talk.
They're our friends.
Yeah.
Maddie, of course.
Maddie.
Brenna. And who's the third one? Like, Mia. We can get those three.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
Kiki,
another.
Maybe? No, she likes Trump.
Yeah.
Well, those three would be good.
Yeah.
Just like a three core.
I always try to talk with me about it, but she doesn't. Don't even get me started.
Brenna's a good ass debater,
yeah,
too.
Really
like
good.
In English.
She was in my health
in
class.
English,
really good.
Plus people, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't agree with her, she puts up a
I
point.
You're
great.
Just cussing Tyler for
some
dumb ass shit.
For sure. Smacking the back of her hands together.
Would say something.
Boy, if you don't shut your ass up.
Oh my god.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Oh my.
That's what I was gonna say back to her. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Do you want to explain how you think like politics was created to separate us or anything?
Yeah, it's a good.
If there's anything bigger than the government,
media bias, bro, is
so
the reason
much,
that
bro.
The government's built to separate us.
For sure.
It's because most of us like are not on the same page, just because like a lot of people are so uneducated, and like the media
so
makes you feel such a certain way, like
for sure.
Towards the liberals.
Isn't the news owned by, like, 3 major companies, 5 major companies?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tyler would know that stuff.
It's all basically fake. I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff.
You don't watch the news, do you?
No, not at all.
Oh.
So where do you get your news?
What about, like, news?
Like, how do you hear about recent events?
Just Google,
like,
or?
Like, what you believe about... Like, so, news about your topic.
So, like, if there's a there's an earthquake in fucking...
Just, like, Facebook. My mom's been telling me.
Should have told me. He said, I mean, like, Facebook.
He's relying on his parents to tell him about social events
around the world. No, I'm kidding. I'm
okay, but, like,
I honestly don't know how...
He didn't even know about, like, George Floyd.
I mean, it's fucking social media. It's all over social media and shit. I don't know. It's like...
Why would that be?
I don't know how. We never have, like, the... I mean, we haven't had the media on in so long because we moved. We've been moving, too.
Like, well, he's asking, like, more so, like, what do you believe? Like, who do you believe stuff where do from you hear, and where do you not hear stuff?
I mean, I don't know really much about, like, politics, debates, that's been happening.
I know, but, like, on the topics you believe in, that you believe are true, how do you learn about those things?
Research, bro. Books.
So, like, yeah, where are you getting that?
Well, books.
Where are you getting these books?
Just stuff online. I mean, bookstores. Wait, where the hell? Wait, where the hell? Like,
can you give us some names, like, books we should read?
I mean, I can give you the book if you want.
What's it called?
But why do you believe this is true?
You have a physical book on conspiracy theories and shit?
Yeah.
Many. Corey,
you have a book.
Not
that's pretty dope, low-key.
I know, like, I saw, like, the Underground Map.
He doesn't believe it. I met to that point where we had the car about the 13 other Bibles, kind of getting on religion, because we talked about, like, how we kind of thought about religion.
Okay, yeah.
Like, in the messages.
And what happens after life and that stuff.
And we were, like, just, like, talking about, like, damn, we all kind of had, like, a God moment or a Jesus moment, like, last night, low-key. Like, yeah. Right, didn't you say?
Yeah.
And so, like, I was just thinking, and I was just telling them about how, like, got spiritual and shit. Like, I'm a little spiritual with myself, and this, like, lady I've seen, like, showed, like, 13 other Bibles, and, like, there's not just one.
Because like, what are they explaining them?
Like,
you know, you're talking about humans, like, and their brains.
you gotta help. Yeah, like, I forgot.
You gotta kind of, like,
yeah, okay.
You gotta give me more, like,
on their only use
1%. Yeah, because, like, we were talking about kind of, Colton made a comment about, like, how our brains will only use maybe, like, 10%.
Yeah.
And, like, back then, way, but, like, when Jesus' time, they were using, like, 30, 40, 50.
And well,
like,
how do you
there's, like,
that?
Books about that. There's, like, the Bibles.
He said that's what those Bibles were.
There's, like, the
13
Bibles were explaining
that other people
that he, before he was killed, he was teaching so many other people. Like, how to use
that's topic. What I was saying, like, okay. Tyler, like, believes in Jesus, but he thinks, like, there's way more to it than
the
common
Bible.
Folks know.
But how do we know they used 30 or 40% of their brain back then, though?
With brains. Those powers, I mean, he was saying, imagine what Jesus we do with 10%. Just imagine, I mean, I'm just guessing.
Like, manifesting.
So you're saying
manifesting
like,
not
what
like
he
telekinesis
did. Not,
yeah. And shit, but, like, manifesting.
Like, what would Jesus, they're, like, trying to do what Jesus was doing, like, floating, walking on water, shit like that, like, I guess manifesting, more so manifesting.
So you think everyone can do that if they unlock that?
I mean,
but
yeah,
the government
not like that, but like
no, dude.
I've definitely manifested some stuff, bro. Like, my mom and dad have. My mom does it all the time, and she's never floated, dude. No, manifested stuff.
Things. Oh,
what's that mean?
Like you like wish
you
like
say
that,
something
like
and
say
like
something.
It comes true because
yeah.
you because you
like you just
said
believe
it
like you say you put it out in like the it's called like an auric field like it's like I don't know like.
Wait, like, if you say something's going to happen, then it'll happen because you manifested
it.
Like, you said it was going to happen, so it did.
So, why would it, like, the percentage of our brain use, like, decrease over the years?
We just got dumber, technology, I don't know, government started getting whack. Just got it out of touch. Like, we went from living in the woods and, like, living, like I don't
wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't that unlock less of your brain, though? Because the more you learn in life, the more, like, stuff you learn would unlock more of your brain. Have more capacity.
Like
if they were living in the woods, though.
We got out of touch with nature. They were, like, they were so in touch with, like, nature.
Yeah.
And, like,
but like
know, just, like, and we're not
nature
like,
make you dumber?
Yeah, that's our
animals.
I feel like
no,
if you're
sure.
in nature,
so much
you
more
get
in touch
less...
with your spiritual, like, side.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But why does that?
So you think animals are spiritual? Do you think animals are spiritual?
Yeah.
So you think your spiritual side unlocks the rest of your brain?
Is that why you have the chickens?
No, bro.
What?
Chicken coop.
It kind of makes sense, though.
No. You can... There's books about that, too, but...
Well, I heard you say technology, and thinking back to what Keegan said.
What?
That, like... Who was it? Elon Musk said, like, technology will take over so much in the next 50 years or something.
Oh,
he said,
yeah,
like,
dude.
There's a great possibility we could be in a simulation.
Dude, people don't think we're, like, there's...
Well, we got cut off, so we're just gonna start on a new topic. Not sure where we ended, but,
CC I think it was about the ants.
Ants, yeah, definitely.
Talk about the ants.
And then, yeah, we'll talk
okay,
about
so who said it?
I know we were just talking about you were saying.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he said, if you lived your life as an ant and you only knew your anthill, you had like no idea that other things existed on the outside that were much bigger than you, and like a human came along one day and like stepped on your anthill or whatever. Yeah. Like, what if humans were that way to like maybe like aliens or something?
Or to something much bigger than
us.
Like, what if we were just that anthill somewhere else? We haven't been stepped on yet or something.
And we had no idea like that they were there until they come along one time.
And yeah, that makes sense.
Shit, and then he was talking about the gold.
Oh, that was crazy though, Loki, because our atmosphere is going to shit.
Yeah, okay.
That makes a lot more. I would leave that before what this was.
He was saying, like, there's like an alien world out there bigger than us, like, and they're mind controlling us. Like, I'm not saying this is true, but
they like put us to work. They like.
They like instilled in our mind that gold was great and like it was worth so much money. And like, because we're giving it all to. Like, when we sell it, apparently somehow it gets to them, whatever.
Yeah.
And because they're losing their atmosphere to the sun, and apparently, like,
they put out, like, a shield. It's a shield.
Gold works as, like, a reflective particle to, like, keep your atmosphere good or something. I don't know the exact details, but...
Yeah.
Wow. He was saying, like, that's why we find it so valuable, so we, like, go get it, and, like...
Because he...
Somehow they get it, and, like... Yeah. When really, he's like, there's things that are much prettier than
what
gold.
What was the example that he gave? It was, like, something that
like
was...
Like, rubies?
Was it rubies?
Rubies, like, look prettier, and, like... Gold's not even the most valuable metal, like,
at all.
Unless you're making electronics, that's really not that valuable. Yeah. There's much better metals.
We just put in our mind that it was the best out there.
And yeah, he said, like, there's really not, but yeah, there's not many uses for it.
Yeah. Which was crazy.
And, like, someone's taking it from us to, like, save their atmosphere, and that's why ours is getting worse right now. Because we're losing all the gold.
And just shit.
And scientists have talked about, like putting reflective particles.
Our energy and, like, that space is just crazy right now. Because we're just, I don't know, our atmosphere is going to shit.
So then there's like another planet where all the aliens are living, you're saying?
Yeah, there could be. I'm not saying it's true, but that's what he was saying. Like, that was one theory of his.
Well, I'd say there's definitely planets with people, like, I don't know, with human beings or living species on
them. Oh, yeah, something living.
Dude, like,
for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, there's infinite.
Or I think someone said in the chat last night that, like, aliens came here, but it was way before us, so we, like, don't know it.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. If you think they built the pyramids, so
yeah,
makes sense.
Or we talked about that. No way you could build the pyramids that back then with those 100%. just those human hands. No way.
With how big they were, how heavy those things are.
No way. Getting it that steep too, no way. Up a ladder,
and it's perfect.
Yeah, that is.
Damn, to see those times would actually be pretty sick.
Yeah, it's like really if they cool. go back and they were
mummy times,
really like cool. that'd be really
like Cleopatra.
Watch.
Whoa.
That'd be nuts if you could time travel.
Where would you guys time travel to?
Probably every time.
Honestly. No,
a lot.
You could only time travel once.
Probably the 80s, realistically.
Oh yeah, like Austin Powers.
Dude, you guys know I'd want to go back to like Same Vikings shit. And shit, bro.
No, yeah, that'd be sick. Or even like Vikings. Even like Civil War times would be sick. Just to like see what. Well, not like to be in the Civil War, but like just to be
Vietnam.
In that like type of era.
Vietnam.
No, because the Civil War era is like one of the best.
But the war is iconic.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I mean, it was horrible war. But
where would I want to go?
Like the music then was great.
Like way back.
That's the thing,
like,
dude.
Indian
That's
thing?
The thing.
I think Michael Jackson.
He's laughing.
Did you say Michael Jackson?
I think Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I know Tyler Lindemann.
And like,
Tyler Lindemann wants to be the Indian
child.
And Freddie Mercury.
They did really
with Queen.
Are you
talking like the
80s? Have you heard of
that? I think that would be so fun. I'd be them, dude.
Indians, I don't know. They just took like certain drugs where they felt they're like in the spiritual world.
Oh yeah,
that reminds me of you, low key.
Like they're like so, like they literally would say like when we say we're out of our bodies, they would literally say like they were up, like
Jesus.
Talking to
us,
like they're
in
a spiritual realm.
I can never.
Or like in the '70s when like, or I think the '70s, whenever like psychedelics were illegal.
That was crazy,
dude. Let's talk about that one drug,
DMT.
Yeah,
what Joe Rogan said about it, that was crazy.
Doesn't it like
it's
make
a 10
you,
minute trip?
Doesn't it make you like find God though, or like be like spiritual sometimes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He said. That he's taken it twice, and he's like kept his eyes closed both times because like apparently people do that, and it's still like crazy. And he said like he saw infinite Buddhas like in his
that's crazy
like with his eyes closed.
I thought he was just peace out.
Yeah, and then like his guest star was talking, and he said he opened his eyes one time and he looked at a human, and it said it like looked like six hands. Like the person has six hands because your time is so slow.
It's weird.
Yeah, like it lasts for 10 minutes, but it feels like 8 hours.
What?
That's insane.
And people will be like crying when they take it because they're looking at something so like beautiful and stuff.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's done, like they'll just snap out of it. They'll be like, "Oh, what's up?" Like, that's what Joe Rogan said.
Imagine.
He said he'll just be crying.
Literally like, thinking you lived your entire day, and you're like, "Wow, that was like so long," and then you re-wake and like it was 10 minutes.
Oh,
like you took it at 10 a.m. or something, and like you come back and you're like, "Fuck, I have my whole day still," and that felt like 8 hours.
Yeah,
I would never do it though.
That would make you feel mental, bro. Never, what? It'd be the longest day ever. If it felt like 8 hours, and then fucking add on more.
Good.
That'd be.
Have to take a nap.
Ridiculous.
He goes to bed after the 8 hour, after the 10 minutes, because he's like, damn, that 8 hour takes long.
Tired.
Mentally draining.
Well, doesn't it like permanently damage your brain?
I've heard it could.
It's fucked up.
Damn, DMT users are fucked. Imagine if they do that shit daily, how fucked their brain is.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of stress if
And another thing in the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was with Post Malone and posted saying how he like microdoses shrooms. And like he'll have like 6 or 7 beers one night, he said, and then like take like a dose of them and he'll like come up with some of his greatest songs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he says he doesn't just like wake up one morning and think, "Oh, this is gonna be the day," but like whenever he like takes those, it's just like,
wasn't he like, he was pretty fucked up when he made Congratulations, right?
I'm not sure, but he did mention that.
He was so fucked up.
He's like, you don't just wake up one morning and make Congratulations.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Or congrats.
That's crazy.
That's when you get the most creative
stuff, bro. And he's, whoa.
He's getting worse now.
What do you?
No, he's,
like, with that shit?
I heard it.
He's much better.
Yeah, I thought he was getting better.
I think
he's
better.
No, I saw those TikTok videos, though, where it looked like he was, like, literally, like, had, like...
Crazy.
Yeah, it was possessed.
No, he was.
I don't think he was.
But he said it was just for, like...
Show.
Yeah,
I think he really was.
No, he was.
And he, like, talks afterwards, like, he's chill, you know? So, like...
He's a cool guy, laid-back guy.
Awesome.
Definitely hang out with him.
Definitely ugly.
Definitely.
I saw a TikTok a long time ago where they like photoshopped his face, took off all the tattoos.
Yeah, he looked great.
And like, gave him a better haircut and trimmed up his beard.
Better haircut.
Good looker.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You saw that too?
Yeah.
He's a creep. You're an idiot. Putting those on his face. What?
Good save.
I know, good save.
CC, you want to bring up that topic?
I mean, only thing I saw it on TikTok where, I'll just bring it up, I guess.
I saw it too. So I can validate it.
What is it?
It's like, talks about how this kid gets reincarnated.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the topic
and
was.
He got murdered by
someone with an axe.
Yep.
And he reincarnated.
And as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear this.
A boy who remembered his past life will freak you out. A Syrian boy was born with a long red birthmark across his head. At 3 years old, when he was old enough to talk, he told his parents he remembered having a different life. He told his parents that he had been killed by an axe to the head. And the spot the young boy pointed at was his birthmark. And if that's not it, he told his parents the village that they lived at was the exact same one he used to live in. He said he even remembered his name, so the parents decided to ask an elder that lived there for quite some time. The old man that they asked said that person has been missing for years. But this is when it gets even more crazy. The boy told his parents that he remembered the name of the person that murdered him. The man the little boy said was still living in the village. So of course, like anybody would, they went and confronted the killer. When the family confronted the killer, his face went white, but he told them that he had no clue what they were talking about. After that, the young boy then took his parents to where he was buried at. They started digging at the spot the boy told them to, and then they found a skeleton with a wound to the head. Come back for part 2 to hear what happens next.
It could very well be made up.
Yeah, but, yeah. But that's what I was gonna say. If that's not made up, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, if that is somehow true, that is
incarnation, bro.
Creepy.
If
past
that's
life stuff, the people like always get their like past life done all the time.
I just don't get how though you can believe in Jesus and reincarnation.
I feel like it would talk about that in the Bible, like if
that's true. was the third hand of the Bible to explain that.
But then, what would, like, how would you reach heaven? How would you reach
spiritual movement? Bro, okay, like, I do agree stuff. With that. Jesus, I mean, there's only one book about Jesus. I feel like there could be so many.
Much more, bro. And it's about how he was trying to spread his spiritual
The Bible
powers.
Is all of the books about him.
Yeah, I get that.
No, it's
I get
not,
what you're
bro.
Saying.
That's what you feds think. It's they cut.
Oh, I thought you were saying, well, what I would say,
so
which would make
books,
sense.
Yes. 14 other Bibles.
Bibles.
Oh, well, I was going to say that would make sense.
Yes.
Is there's more, like, information
huge. I saw
out
them.
There.
I saw them. Whole case of a bottom sack. Other ones.
Wait, what?
How do you
just
not know
they're
made
them
up?
All. Yeah, how do you know they're not a fiction? Like
how do you know the Bible's not fiction then?
Well, yeah, but like, what?
How do you know they're
so long? Yeah, Bibles have been preached, but then they got, like, they, I don't know why they got so hidden and not, like, talked about. They just faded.
They're just other Bibles?
Yes.
And what does it say?
I can get them for us.
Okay, I would be really curious
yeah,
to see that.
I would read them.
Okay. No, I'll get them.
Are you going to get them?
I'll text her.
Good shit.
So, is that all about?
Would you guys want to go to her house and get like a?
No,
she's so cool. She was like our priest at this church, and
listen to this.
She's like, I don't know. She just had a messed up like life, and then she like got sober. So then sober for like 30 years. Like found her like spiritual self with like I don't know, and became like a shaman. It's like some Indian. So she's like really intact with her spiritual side. I don't know. She just taught us some like spiritual shit and like.
She's the one who mentioned, by the way, the brain power thing.
What brain power thing? No.
How we only use
10%.
We've always thought about that.
Okay. Anyway,
what do you need?
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. Keep going, bro.
Yeah, I know about like you want me to keep going about what? That topic?
The girl. You're talking about how the girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's not much more like I can't really explain her. I don't know. She's got to meet her.
Like, what do you do with her?
Some spiritual work. I don't know. Work on my... They're called totems.
Totem? Oh, is that the thing you do?
Like your brother bear.
Yeah, it's like your spiritual
animal. What animal are you? So, what animal are you?
Elk. I have a couple.
Wait, you don't know? Would you consider yourself an Indian?
No, not at all.
Wait, Tyler, you're deciding...
No, that's not what it is. It's like... Elks, like, okay, so there's a bunch of animals, and they have, like, specific, like, energies and, like powers and manifestations. And, like, you just, like, you just don't just get it randomly. You just, like, go out and you pick a card, and, like, if that's what you pull, you, like, read, like, what it kind of, like, manifests for you. And, like, you'll pull that for, like, you have different poles. You have, like, a north pole, a south pole, like, what, like, west, east, south. And, like, you pick, like, 6 or 7 of those, and those are just, like, kind of manifestations, like empowerments kind of for you, and, like, future stuff. Yeah.
What?
Dude.
I have the... I
haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I have the books, like...
Is she a psychic?
Yeah. A tiny bit.
Yeah. So she can predict the future?
Yeah.
What's in your
Wait,
future?
No. She, like, she like, kind of, like, talk about, like, my grandma's death and, like, it was how it was coming. And, like, she just felt it coming. My dad, like, kind of said, no, I think she's still got some time. And... stuff like that.
Shit.
But yeah, it's crazy. It's like actually kind of cool, honestly. Like pulling the cards and like seeing like just what like.
Wait, so what does an elf mean?
Like strength and power and like through like. No, I have the other book because I haven't read it in a long like this whole summer. Right? Yes. Yeah. But like
strength and power would be a good one.
What other?
I love the Black Panther. I didn't pull it. So
like, he was so mad. He goes
so mad, man.
Oh, wait, didn't you say this to me at first? You're like, yeah, I was kind of pissed when I got a stupid elk.
Yeah, at first, but then I read, like, the affirmations and stuff like that, but it was kind of cool. There's everything you can probably think of.
Every animal.
A wolf? Well, name something, yep.
Wolf would be... How does she have a card of every single animal?
Gorilla. I can see she is a gorilla.
A tiger?
Yep.
A goldfish?
No, there's a fish, though.
Like what?
I don't know. Salmon? Yeah, salmon.
Maybe. That would be dumb.
It's going to be horrible. That'd be the worst.
No. There's a bigger meaning, though. You have a big guard.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, well, you have a book. Like,
you said, no. Oh, you stink?
No.
I mean, you literally smell like shit.
No.
All the time.
Dude, keep naming some.
A frog.
Mm-hmm.
No, nope.
Mm-hmm.
You would have got it.
A chinchilla.
About to call
it ant. Yep.
No,
yep. That ass there is. I'll get this book, bro.
It has to be hardworking or something, because ants, aren't they, like, super hardworking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does she have so many cards with so
It's
many?
Just, like, 100 cards.
Wait, it's cards?
Yeah. And you just lay them all out, and you just kind of, like...
You
no,
just,
like...
You just
okay, hold on, I'm not going to lie. Okay, we do, you do, like, this thing. Like, rub your hands. You
try to feel which one...
Thing, and, like, you, like, put them right over, and, like... Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I get, like, drawn. Like, my, like... I get, like, a, like, almost vibration over, like, the card that I, like, pick. Okay. I don't know why.
Hold on. So, yeah. who decided what these animals mean?
Like, kind of Indians, like, stuff like that back, like, way back then when they
kind of... Native Americans.
Native Americans, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, the tribe, stuff like that.
And it's been, like, passed down.
Yeah, passed down. Yeah.
So, it's, like, this is, like, an Indian...
Yeah, they still do it today. Like, yeah. Like, she... That's why she knows so much about because, like, she's
kind of,
like...
Is she Native American?
Yeah, like, she... I think she's
got... Oh, she is.
In, like, in what's, like... When you get kind of in, thrown into something, but you're accepted, like, or whatever. Like,
but it's not in her blood.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's not, like...
She's, like, a shaman, I think it's called. She's really cool, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
If you guys ever want some spiritual work, shit, yeah, it'd be cool. But, yeah, so then you just pick those cards, and it's, I don't know. It's a good book. If you guys want it, I'll have it.
It's a good book, he said.
Yeah, that wraps up that story.
How long have we been going?
I don't know.
Anyone have any more topics? Okay, we can keep going. Does anyone have something to say? Joe just brought down a book that we were just talking about. What does it say in it?
Animal spirit guides.
No really? Shit.
Okay, let's see if there's an elk.
There is.
Really?
Yeah. Sick, man.
Tyler's finally been backed up.
Look at
how
happy he is.
See if it, like, kind of matches. Probably will.
He finally has, like, living proof that...
Oh, if it doesn't match, so Tyler has been just done until this is a lie.
Did you find this? Read it out loud.
He's getting
Wait, hold
scared.
On.
It has nothing to do with strength. Dude, it had nothing
no,
to do with strength.
No, I have a couple different totems. This kind of does sound right. Stamina for sure was right, for sure. For sure.
Stamina? He's thinking about
that. Yeah. Hey, eat vegetarian for a few days and notice how you feel.
No, I notice how I feel when I eat shitty. For sure.
Read out loud.
There was another one that was like, no, there was a, one of my other dogs. Had like strength and like,
what's
through,
other
through like work.
How can you be more than one animal?
You get six, like you're seven totems.
Wait, what?
Six or seven animals?
I just said six.
That's not really.
Yeah,
oh, because it's a totem pole.
I said totem pole. It's like, you don't just have one. There's like one for your north pole. There's one for your like south pole. Then there's north, east, south, west. And then there's like two like other like.
How you saw. Totem pole.
Yeah.
No.
And like for each totem.
It's like animal heads stacked on top of each other.
For each totem, you pick a different animal. And like I've done it for like years where I was just picking back and forth. See was like what would pop up the most and like I did a final one.
You really don't remember your other ones? Is it in your notes or anything?
Yeah, oh I have it, yeah, in my notes. Yeah.
Why don't you look?
Oh, I'm I can't grab it.
Oh.
Oh my god, I should have grabbed it. I was actually low key gonna grab it with my binder. I can get it. I'll look for the picture, but it's gonna take a damn long time.
Can I just read what this says?
There's no way I have it.
Tyler's totem said, it says also see deer. Did you get deer?
Yeah.
Is that why you can't hunt?
Yeah, I like deer too much. I hunt ducks and stuff.
Though. For elk, it says seek out the company and friendship of others of your same gender.
Yeah, I have deer a lot.
Wait.
Is that?
Seek out the company and friendship of others of your same gender.
So you're gay?
No.
Is that?
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Read that again.
Tyler?
Okay, one more time. Seek out the company and friendship of others of your same gender.
I'd say I'm pretty outgoing with guys.
I think
I'm
that...
Not, like, no, I'm definitely straight.
Like,
that is true. Okay.
I'm definitely straight, bro. Need to, like, always
but, like, I'm always... I can always talk to any guy at a party. Any guy.
That's true.
Like, I'm definitely not. I'm nowhere near gay. That's just messed up. Sorry.
That's not messed up, bro.
Okay, oh, sorry. Okay, it's not messed up. But, like, I respect it. But to my, in my views...
Oh, okay.
In
yeah.
my views,
like, you're
I
not
can never... But, like... I'll support you if you want to do it, you know?
Yeah,
that's my you know, like, there's no hate with, like,
you yeah. can't. Yeah, you're
you
know?
Good. Making it all way wrong.
Yeah, way
okay,
wrong.
Okay, anyway, it says you're entering, you know? keep looking for the picture.
No, like, no hate against that, for sure.
I said keep looking.
In my view?
Dude, you're good, bro. You're good.
He said, that's my stop.
Jeez, Colton.
Dude, what? Okay, I'll keep reading.
That was cool.
It says, you're entering into a time of plenty, one where you'll have everything and anything you need. Eat vegetarian for a few days and note the difference in how you feel. You did eat like that for what, 2 years?
Year.
Vegan or vegetarian?
No, I'm just vegetarian.
That's probably why. Is that why?
I never knew that though.
And you saw how you felt and it wasn't good?
Yeah.
It says, your inner child requires considerable nurturing and protection right now. Pace yourself and eat energy foods so that you can maintain your stamina.
Funny thing is though, I just got my final post of this, so like that was, I got that before, like that, like, kind of like.
Really?
Foreshadowed, yeah. Nice, Joe. Do you have any totals?
No.
You just like to read them kind of?
No, yeah.
If you want cards sometime, I'd do that shit.
Okay, bet. Yeah,
okay.
Be down.
Okay, you guys want to do them sometime?
Wait, do you have to do it with her?
I have the papers too, so you can write them down.
Do we have to do it with her? No.
No, not at all. You just actually gotta be like, chill.
She'll give you the cards?
We have cards. My mom has cards.
Really?
And the book.
Trying to do things that. We have to touch, remember?
Yeah. Those might be in the soundtrack, but she might have the cards.
I'd do
it. We would like.
I think I'd do it.
Like in a chill. Like it won't be like a.
In the camper would be really chill.
Yeah, it would be. In the camper.
Yeah.
With all of us.
Or yeah. Just like here, like we are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Okay, that'd be pretty cool. Enough.
You just wanted me to say. I know. I would be like a lion, and CC would be like a frog, and I would just eat him.
Just, like, oh my
just
god!
Just kill him with ease.
CC would for sure be a gazelle.
Tyson, you would be like a.
All right. Fuck you.
Honestly,
giraffe.
Maybe.
No.
How about what's the fucking?
He could be a lion.
What's the lizard thing?
Gecko.
No.
Komodo dragon.
Yes, that's what Tyson would be.
Nice. Yeah,
be a wow, Komodo dragon. Definitely. I think he could get a lion for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Well, should we say what everyone could be?
Yeah.
Just make predictions, and then we'll come back after we do it and talk.
We already know mine. So
well, what else?
No. Like, what do you resemble?
Like, what could it possibly be? Yeah, but like, what?
Joe would be a wolf. Deadass.
Yeah, gonna say a wolf.
Just like you think of him as the lone wolf.
For sure. Yes. Yeah.
Just a
good lone wolf.
Yeah.
Do you
agree
with that?
I would say that.
That's a good one.
Better a panther.
For like sure, Black Panther.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow, nice. CeCe would be a bald eagle, for sure.
Okay.
Just straight America. Brutal.
That's a good one.
For sure.
Or a peacock. He just wants to fly.
Yep.
That's your spirit animal. Alright, that was the same thing. Spirit animal and totems.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
What would Nick be?
I'm thinking shark.
Think so?
Really?
Shark,
yeah, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
And a mouse, because he's terrified of snakes. But I don't mean mouse because he's small, like just because he's
he just made it weird by saying
Now he's going to do that.
I meant like scrawny. Not short. That's why I didn't say short. This is small. Because you're Jack. That's why a shark would be. Anyway.
Okay. Just monkey. Damn, nice.
For sure, chill.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Yeah,
maybe orangutan. CeCe, you could be Or Moe, for sure.
That'd be so chill.
Moe would be like a
straight up monkey.
He's a giraffe.
Something big that's just stealthy, you know?
Giraffes are low-key just like...
Maybe a giraffe,
like, not stealthy, but like they're just like...
A zebra. Or maybe a horse.
A horse for sure. I'm actually feeling that.
Just a majestic.
Smooth going man.
Mane.
What about Andrew now?
Andrew.
He's a freak. He's a boar. Wild boar. Crazy ass energy.
For sure. A boar.
Oh my god.
Well, wait.
Or a bear.
We're missing in this house. That's everyone, right?
Yeah.
You didn't do one.
Okay, what's mine? I'm curious.
You're definitely
I could see the panther, Loki.
Maybe.
Black panther.
Hyena.
Yeah.
Hyena.
That's a killer.
Or a fox.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
They don't live by foxy.
Loki, kind of.
Are you sure?
It is confirmed. Tyler and Colton gay.
Oh, what about me? I thought you said you look foxy. I said,
would you focus left?
Colton, not me.
Nah, I could definitely be a hyena.
Yo, yeah, since we're on the topic of animals, who would you take?
Oh, well, we got cut off again. I'm not sure where we ended, so...
It's my time. I'm bad.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Thanks,
Yeah, it's my time, though. It's got to keep the phone time. And
good talks, though.
Yeah. Good talks.
We had a good conversation.
Well,
CC, we gotta say goodbye to our guest, yeah.
Thanks for
having me. We'd love to have you again sometime.
Yeah.
Joe, you too. Yes, anytime. Anyone else, if you want to be on the podcast, hit one of us
up. Shout out. Yep.
Give us a
like, share.
Give us a shout. Yeah, maybe post us on the story.
Honestly. Wait, give us a shout out to Alyssa.
Yeah,
at the beginning. But Alyssa.
Alyssa, we're having you on next.
Yep.
If you want to see the next one, it's with Alyssa.
Oh, this will be hilarious, guys. You don't want to miss it. Before she goes to a college, too, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, nice. Not far, but we could still do it. We'll do it soon. We're bringing it back.
So Spikey out.
Yeah.